Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, boys and girls? This is your favorite show. And I hit the microphone for some reason. But this is your favorite show, Freight Broker Live. Today is November 7th. Yes, I did have to check and look at the date. But today is November 7th, 2019, Thursday. Tonight is the first ever Freight Broker Live Thursday night sales throwdown. Man, I forgot what I was talking about. I'm not muted. This is not muted. Hold on. Nope, it's not. It's you. Turn your sound on. But, yep, this is Steve, the Freight Broker Live extraordinaire, the guy who talks about whatever he feels like talking about and calls it news. If you don't know who I am a freight broker by day, social media extraordinaire at night. I make different videos about freight news and breaking news. I've also got our site, which is down below right now, which is freightbrokerlive.com. You can go over to that site, and we have all sorts of news content and all articles that I've written about the industry. Typically, they're news journalistic style articles, but you could check it out. And you're funny. But yeah, so it's going to be fun. As Victor said, I'm going over to FreightWaves Live next week. So I'm super excited about that to see what's going on over there. I watched their last convention, Transparency 19. Hold on. Hold on, guys. What is this? 5849802. Hold on. Of course, there's always issues whenever I make a show. Drivers can't follow directions, usually ever. All right, so like I was saying, Ebony said, I'm just entering the freight broker world. Would patron be beginner friendly? Yes, that's what it is. It's not following a format. It's more like a round table. So definitely sign up for the patron. I start tonight at 6 o'clock. It's real. It's live. And we'll go from there. Nate, I know sound was on. I checked to make sure. All right. Anyway, so let me get started. I don't have a lot of news. As I mentioned the other day, so yesterday I was talking about the CBD issue with the Chicago trucker that's suing a Florida CBD candy manufacturer because he failed DOT drug test and was fired. So he's doing a class action lawsuit against them. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I thought it was a little space filler in my conversation, but apparently it is, and it got picked up by all sorts of different media outlets. I did not write an article on it, and I'm okay with that. But as we're going through the show, what are your thoughts? Do you think drivers should be able to use CBD products? Because he failed the drug test because the THC level apparently was higher than 0.03, which I think is what it needs to be non or to be legal. But then again, there's been controversy for years that if you use CBD, you're going to fail a drug test. Kind of common sense, but that's my opinion. But in today's news, and I'm sure you guys have seen it all over the place because it's been there, the Michigan man, a Michigan trucker who's accused of kidnapping a woman and leading an Oregon, I believe Oregon police force on a wild chase, appeared in court yesterday. Alfonso Summers faced a Washington County judge on one count of cocaine possession and two counts of eluding police. Someone called when they saw Summers allegedly assaulting a woman on the loading dock of a Costco in Hillsboro. He got into a semi-truck and drove off without the woman. An off-duty officer also called 911 after seeing the truck recklessly driving from the parking lot, according to the police department. The semi-truck doors were still open. So I'm wondering if was he actually like offloading at a Costco? He must have been because he assaulted the woman. Apparently, she was picked up in a town and asked to be brought to the other side of the town, and that was in Washington. And apparently, he just said nope, and he drove her all the way to Oregon. And there's all sorts of stuff that I don't really know about it, but I figured I'd mention it. You guys can check out the article I'm referencing on KOIN.com, but that article is all over the place. And then in other kind of funny news, in Michigan, a trucker recently received an unwelcome visitor when he was traveling down a Michigan highway. A wild turkey flew through the open window of his truck, and he didn't know what it was. And then this is the part that kind of gets me, because apparently when the police finally got there, the article says they freed the trucker from the truck because apparently he was trapped somehow between the turkey and getting out of the truck. I thought that was pretty funny. You guys may not, but again, this is Freight Broker Live. This is my show. So Universal Logistics, breaking news. I just came over. I'm looking to see what it says. Actually, whatever. I'm not going to talk about that. All right. So let's see what's some of these. Like I said, I don't have a big news thing. This is a call in today show. Ask questions about trucking, ask questions about transportation, ask questions about whatever you want. This is what the show is going to be. It is going to be a quick one. I'm going to end it right about 45 minutes because I have to do legs today at the gym. And I do have that training seminar today at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So if you guys are looking and you're like, training, what's he doing? I'm doing a training webinar exclusively for our patrons. Now you may say, what the hell is a patron? If you go over to www.patreon.com/freightbrokerlive.com, you can sign up to become a patron. One of the first real things we're doing on Patreon is creating and this is what I hope it, we'll see what it's going to be like tonight, but I want it to be a members only roundtable where people that are new, people that are experienced, people that are, you know, have sales experience in a different job, but are a different career and that are all trying to figure out something new, that we all get together and talk about the industry, talk about different sales challenges, obviously sales related. That's my strong suit. So in terms of how to go out and get new customers as a broker, how to get new customers as a carrier, whether large or small, how to get new customers even as a dispatcher, because I used to own a dispatch service. So it's good for new brokers. It's good for existing brokers. And I really want it to be a roundtable type conversation. And it's good for carriers too. You know, especially the carriers that are out there saying, hey, listen, I want to go out and I want to cut out the broker and get direct shippers. Well, join this. We'll try to work through it and figure out a way that you can do that. So as I said, that's going to be every Thursday at 6 o'clock exclusively for patrons. Now, tonight we will have a couple of extra people because yesterday, I think all the effort and everything that I put into the Freight Broker Live brand and Facebook made me crash. I fell asleep at my computer at like 5:30 last night. And I said, okay, I can't do this training tonight. So I canceled the training. And then I invited all those guys to join the sales training tonight. So it's going to be a webinar. It's going to be a mic webinar. So I prefer that if the majority of people actually have a microphone and contribute, and there'll be a chat and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good. The Patreon is a paid site, but you can pay whatever you want. You can pay $1. You can pay $1 million. It just depends how much you want to pay. But the minimum you could pay is $1. And here's the best part about it. If you sign up and you become a patron member today, guess what happens? You get entered into the drawing in 3 days to win a gift card. You win either a $100 gift card, a $75 gift card, or a $50 gift card. And I do that drawing live on freightbrokerlive.com at 6 o'clock Sunday night. Ask the people who won it last month, they're real Amazon gift cards. All right, let's see what some of these comments are. All right, there's a lot of comments. Wow, there's a lot of comments already. All right, Nate said I was muted. Well, we proved that I'm not. John did one of these things. What's up, John? Carl said, hey, what's going on? What's up, Carl? Word up, Don. Victor said, what up, Steve? Me and the Secret Service did inspection at Freightways today before you go. I got to tell you, I'm super excited about going there. I looked at the list, the speaker list today, and I was like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be awesome. You know, I'm very stoked about it. So I forgot to share this out to groups. So this is pretty good considering I didn't share it. So if you guys want, go ahead and share this video out. It's not going to last for super long, but go ahead and share the video out because I didn't do it, even though we have, you know, a bunch of people watching, but I forgot to share it. So please, someone go and share it out. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I think you got to hit a bell and it'll tell you when I go live. It's pretty cool though. I'm just trying to build the following up for all the good things that are happening in the very near future that I can't talk about now. But Ebony Jackson said, I'm just entering the freight broker world. Would the patron be beginner friendly? Absolutely. I know I've already said it, but if you're looking to, it's actually good for any sales. Granted, we're talking about freight and stuff like that in different modes and how to quote, all that stuff all goes into the sales aspect. So those are all fair game today, how to quote different modes and things like that. But like I said, I don't want it to be, it's not going to be a PowerPoint presentation. It's not going to be a visual presentation. It's going to be a webinar with, you know, 30 plus people sitting and talking, and I'll just be the moderator of it and, you know, and provide the main talking points apparently, but it should be pretty cool. So go over to patreon.com/freightbrokerlive.com and you can sign up and be there or be squared. It's not going to be recorded. It's not going to be distributed on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. It's just going to be a private seminar that, it's not a seminar. I got to keep saying roundtable because it's only going to work if people actually contribute to it as well and ask questions, things like that. Don said, jackets on. Did it cool down in Florida? No, this is a sweatshirt and I'm just wearing it because I want to. Nice to be warm and cuddly in my house. Microlithic said, I'm going to miss this evening. Okay. Well, sign up anyway on patreon.com and then you could be entered into the gift card drawing, raffle, whatever it is. And then you can be there next Tuesday. Don said he probably drank the whole bottle. That's why he flagged positive. No, it wasn't CBD oil. It was CBD gummies. So he apparently ate CBD gummies and he said he ate a couple every single night because they helped him fall asleep. And he says dirty. So, I mean, common sense. I mean, common sense. It tells you, you can't do that kind of stuff. Even as much as everyone says, I know it's big in the athletic side too. A lot of athletes are starting to rep CBD products. Me personally, I don't get piss tested for anything, but I also don't like that whole thing. So I wouldn't do it, but nothing against other people. I think Brian Shaw, actually the big, you know, world's strongest man four times over. I think he now reps a big athletic CBD type company. But don't hold me to that. I don't actually know if that's true, but I'm fairly certain it is because I've seen him make videos. Carl said, no one should have any issues with CBD. I mean, I know there's medical stuff and all that, and it's good. The THC test level limit are so low that you could fail by walking to Woody Harrelson's dressing room. Probably. Because like I said, the THC limits are set at 0.03, which is a federally mandated level for it not to be a Schedule 1 narcotic, I believe. I may be wrong on that. Again, I'm not a lawyer, nor am I a cop, so I don't know the true answers. But from the articles I read, I think that is the truth. But I don't know what the tests are geared at. You don't know who monitored the test. You don't know a bunch of stuff about it. I feel bad for the guy because he chose to take a CBD and now he's suing because apparently on their package, it says no, it contains no THC, but then he failed a drug test and tested positive for THC. So I kind of get that, but at the same time, I just think it's stupid. It's just someone that's trying to get rich. You know, he probably talked to a lawyer about getting fired and the lawyer's like, no, we can't help you get fired, but hey, guess what we'll do? We'll do a class action lawsuit and we'll just take whatever profit you make from it. And it's great because it's made a lot of news media for people and it just becomes another one of those frivolous reasons why companies have a hard time staying open and not just transportation companies in general. Now they're suing on the grounds that in Illinois, it needs to have some sort of wrapper. You can't say it contains no THC if there is THC in it. But I don't know. I just think lawsuits like that are frivolous and kind of pointless, in my opinion. Again, this is Freight Broker Live. It's me. I am your favorite freight broker. This show is completely opinion. For now, maybe it'll change later. Maybe when I have time to actually look up news stories to talk about. The agents that I have, we were booking freight left and right today. So it was, I didn't have time to do stuff. Mad Game Jeff said, Wild Turkey traps me too on the couch. There you go. That's funny. Victor said, turkeys are bad in Michigan. Turkeys are bad everywhere. In Jersey, we have geese, or we had geese when I lived there. There were geese everywhere. Oh, speaking of weird animals and places that you wouldn't suspect, there's a video circling. I just saw it on social media before this. I live in Florida. There's wild monkeys in Florida. Who knew that there were wild monkeys in Florida? Because there's a video of a guy kayaking down someplace, Cape Canaveral or something like that. He's just kayaking down a little side river. And then monkeys start jumping out of the woods right into the river and swimming across the way, like fighting. I thought that was hilarious. Because I didn't know there were monkeys in Florida. Did anyone else know there were monkeys in Florida? Not me. Ben said, did I see that video where a turkey crashes into a truck's window and when he lets it, when he lets the turkey go out on the highway, it gets hit by a car? No, I didn't. It's crazy. Turkeys are crazy. Carl said, no Canadians allowed. LOL. Allow, but he spelled allowed wrong. So it's like allowed, like a loud. Funny. Oh, come on. Hold on, guys. Dispatch. Yeah, what's up? Who's your contact? Yeah, you don't have a specific contact. You're picking up. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of trucks there. So they. Yeah. That's all you're going to do. You're going to hold on, guys. Sorry, guys. Hey, Nate, if you're still watching, will you tell Kyle that his driver's on site for me, please? Because I can't do it. Because I'm making a video, and I have to stop halfway through. Or any one of my agents, tell Kyle that his driver's on site in Humble. All right, next. Or Steve, you guys are here too. All right, so let me go through and read some of these comments. Let me see. Wow, there's a lot of comments. Trapped in the truck. Wait, you think that was actually a live wild turkey or was the driver drinking too much booze? No, actually, what he reported is that it was a hawk that flew through his window. That's what originally he thought. And it said he was driving down the highway, but I think it would be more, you know, possibly he was there on the side of the highway due to ELDs, sleeping. See what I did there? Because he had to just stop on the side of the highway and a hawk, what he said, a hawk flew in. But apparently, according to the article, a Department of Wildlife Services officer went and freed the driver from the cab of the truck while the animal was still in there. So, and then they said it turned out not to be a hawk and it was in fact a turkey. So I don't know. It was a funny story and I figured no one else has reported on that. So I'll do it. That's the thing about when you try to break freight news. I find that I break all the news stories on the weekends. And that was pointed out to me as well, too, because there's not as much going on, so it becomes viral. Like the Omnitrax. Oh, I forgot to talk about that. So I wrote an article this morning because I was actually an Omnitrax PR person reached out to me and said, hey, you've been covering this a lot. We'd just like you to notice the last blog post where we said 99.9% of all Omnitrax sites or Omnitrax systems are up. And the CEO, Ray Greer, is asking drivers all to come back and start using the ELDs. So I thought, one, here's two things I got from that. One, the level of constant updates that they provided, granted their software crashed, affected tons of people, But the level of updates that they did and the quality of the update, to me, almost made the issue not that big. I still believe in everything I said that they need to do. There should be a congressional hearing. Use this as a reason for a congressional hearing on ELDs. That's just my opinion. It's never going to happen. I'm not a politician, so hold on. But it would be nice. It would be interesting. But the level of reply and the quality of the response and the – I forgot what that – there's a term. Like, it was just – it was very heartwarming. It showed that OmniTrax actually cared about the breakdown and cared about the people that they're using. So apparently they have a 99.9% up, you know, their system is working. And so they want all drivers to come by. So that was the first thing I thought, you know, they're very on point in terms of keeping their system updated and all that stuff. And again, I rushed to writing the article because I figured, oh my God, their PR person reached directly out to Freight Broker Live. We're in the big time. And by the time I wrote my little article and press published, I got all the breaking news notifications through the software I use that they did it. So apparently he sent me an email and everybody else at the same time. But still, it was cool. I'm glad they're updated. Hopefully we can use it as a learning experience. Because apparently the little ELD services go down quite often, or some of them just close and shut down and say, hey, you got to figure it out. But hopefully in the future, hopefully something can come of this. You know what I mean? It's a big deal. And if you look at all the other articles I wrote on Freight Broker Live, you will see, you know, I wrote hypotheticals about what could possibly happen. Imagine it wasn't 50,000 ELDs. Imagine it was 50,000 autonomous trucks that just suddenly got a bug and stopped working. It'd be a big deal. And I think that, you know, like I said this morning, I think it opens up a lot of questions about whether or not the transportation industry was actually ready for the ELD systems. But I don't make laws. I'm not a politician, so I'm not going to talk too much about that. But I am going to keep mentioning tonight's sales seminar, roundtable, throwdown, fight to the death, whatever you want to call it. Go over to Patreon, whatever it is. Go to www.patreon.com/Freight Broker Live. 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to be doing a sales webinar. I want to stop saying webinar, a sales roundtable, essentially, where I want like-minded people where we're going to sit around and talk about the freight industry. We're going to talk about sales aspects. If it gets carried away and we start talking about ELDs, that's fine. I want it to be focused on sales because that's my strong suit and that's what I would like to talk about. But I'm open to talking about anything. It's good for people that are looking to get into the industry, people that have been in it for a long time, people that are trying to decide whether or not they want to stay in it. You know who you are. and it's just good for everybody. You know, I want to talk about the struggles new freight brokers have and how to engage clients. Struggles, frankly, freight brokers that have been in business for a long time have when it comes to the challenges of modernizing your business, all that. So it's an open dialogue for pretty much anything. It's not recorded. It's only going to be available to patrons on patreon.com/freightbrokerlive.com. Now you can either follow that link or you can go to our website, which is freightbrokerlive.com. Click on the support Freight Broker Live and then click on the patron tab and you can sign up there. And again, it's 6 o'clock Eastern time. I'll post a webinar invite on the patron site roughly 15 minutes before the start time or so. Depends how long I spend at the gym and keep checking my emails. Like I said, today was a crazy busy day. Anyway, so like I was saying, I'm just going to leave that up so you guys could see. Ben posted a link to something which I can't see and said good stuff. Oh, maybe that article he was or that video he was talking about. Right Lane said, Steve, why do you think I'm right? I don't know what you're talking about. Right Lane said, patrons are who are donating on Patreon. Again, don't know what you're talking about. Nate said, right lane, Hans Zimmerman, you sitting on the round table tonight. They should. Sign up, become a patron, and talk. I mean, it's kind of going to be like the video, but I really want it to be progressive. I want it to be like people that care about the industry and talk and figure out different aspects of the business and how it can pick up. I don't know if you're watching this. Someone tell in the Skype chat by 4 o'clock only. You know who you are. But because I could see the comments, but I can't keep turning and typing. That's rude. But at any rate, what are some of these other questions? Last time I checked, the FBI test limit was 20 times the FMCSA test limit. I don't know. Mark said, am I a freight broker? I am a freight broker. And Mark said, who am I freight broker for? I'm an agent for Trinity. Mark said he's a broker for TQL for 5 years. Good for you, Mark. See, I like other people. Maybe it's because I'm a broker and I'm better than TQL. I took a load from TQL and I just told everyone, all my subs, that load that we have up in Ontario, we got that from TQL. Not from TQL, but we took it from TQL from my customer. And I don't care if we take a loss on that shipment. I'm going to cover that shipment because I don't want to go back. But that's it. Nate said he is an MC and an agent with Steve's office, which is correct. He is a trucker and he has his agency with me. Maria, yes. Mark said, instead of holding trucks all day or several days to find a load, unload the truck. I don't know what you're talking about. Am I missing something? I don't know. Mike said, if I take driver off e-logs and put mandates on these shippers to load trucks within 3 hours. Oh, that's what you're saying they should do. Well, no. I mean, yes, something should be done. You can't mandate a shipper to offload a truck fast or not, but there should be some sort of governance and what type of detention pay a driver should get. Because as I reported yesterday, the cost to operate a truck is going up as it's gone up every year. You know, since they started keeping record keeping back in 2008, the ATRI, you know, whatever, they started keeping records back in 2008, I believe, or maybe 10. And the cost to operate a vehicle has gone up and up and up. Right. As of 2018, they're saying it was $1.82 per mile was the cost to operate. That's before anything less. $1.81, you're losing money, essentially. But that's that. You know, you can't, there's no way to mandate a shipper to load a truck within 3 hours. And really what needs to happen is carriers who are booking freight themselves or their dispatchers or mega carriers, whatever, they need to make sure that they build in at least 2 hours wait time at pickup and delivery into their rate. They have to. Because if they don't, everyone's screwed. That's the only way to say it. Everyone's screwed. Because they, you know, then you have a driver that 10 minutes after he gets there is pissed off he's still waiting. You got a shipper who's getting mad because the driver's giving him attitude. I once had a driver call, and it was actually on the air. I had a driver call me and say, hey, listen, I had to help load the truck. I said, what time you get there? He's like 20 minutes ago. And he had already left. So I called the shipper, and I'm like, what happened? He's like, he told me he was here to pick up the load. I was like, okay, I'm just going to start putting these on. And the guy started running, putting the stuff on the truck. And then he calls me and he tells me he won $100 to load it. I said, did you ask him for help? The customer said, no. I said, he's asking for pay. Should I pay him? Can I bill you for it? Customer said, absolutely not. I didn't ask him to pay. And so I told the guy, no, we can't help you. Sorry. All right, let's see what some of these comments. Nate said, Mark, why'd you leave TQL? I don't know. There's a bunch of conversations. Oh, I got you. I'm behind in the comments, so sorry. I'll try to catch up. Monkeys and pythons were introduced from flooded pet stores. I don't know if that's true, but that would be crazy. TQL, blah, blah, blah. I'm not reading that. They didn't give a crap about their employees. Well, yeah, they do. TQL, see, I don't hold that. I've never been an employee, so I don't know. But the drivers that I've taught or the companies that I've talked to at TQL, contrary, there's one or two people, they have a really strict non-compete. And you have to be kind of smart if you're signing a non-compete. That's kind of your responsibility. But I haven't heard anything about them at all. Anything bad. And I know they move freight all the time. And when I was a carrier and I'd pull freight for TQL, never had any issues, including with a claim. Yes, did they hold back all the pay till the claim was resolved? Yeah. But once I got to the limit where, because it was like a $5,000 claim. So they held back $5,000 until the claim was resolved, but they paid me everything over that. So I was still happy with them. I have no complaints with TQL. I know a lot of people don't like them, especially other brokers. I don't care. I'm a volume guy anyway, so my rates are lower than most brokers. So I could beat those rates if I need to. But that's it, you know. Mark said he's not paying attention to the chat. He's out. Well, see you later, Merck. I don't care. I'm sorry. I didn't cater to you quick enough. Right Lane said, congressional hearings are special. Hey, Mark, by the way, I have a phone number right there. Boom. Call in line 914-803-4008. Give a call in. You have something you want to talk about? Give a call. I should have posted that number up earlier. It would have been a little bit better. So I answered his questions about detention. He said, peace out. So see you later, Mark. He said he's tuning in next time. He's really enjoying this. Would love to tune in next time. I work second shift now as a logistics coordinator. I'm heading to work from 4 to 12. Well, that sucks. That's a crappy shift, but that's good. I get it. But Mark, you're welcome to call in if you're still here. If not, here's some other interesting news. So if you guys didn't know, what I try to do is I try to rip the audio off of the videos, or that's what I used to do, is I'd rip the audio off of the video and create a podcast for it. And it would never really have too many downloads. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it in Google Play Store. It's on Alexa too. And I saw someone's been listening to my podcast on Alexa, which is pretty rad. I'm going to figure out how to do that after, because I have Alexa, and I think that's pretty cool. But this week, in the past 7 days, now this doesn't sound like big numbers, but for me it's big numbers. In the past 7 days, I've had 222 downloads. All right. In the past 30 days, just to show you how big that is, in the past 30 days, I've had 549 downloads. So I've had a lot of downloads in the past couple of days. So I really like it. It skyrocketed up. So hopefully the problem is that I have to remember to upload it after, so which I always forget to do, but whatever. Mark said, later, brother. Good shit. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for tuning in, bud. And Mark said, if you're a driver, you should pull for Triple T Transport. Yeah, I don't know who they are. Hopefully they're good company. Right Lane said he runs for TQL all the time. I do too, or I used to, and I never had a problem. And when I dispatched trucks, when I had my big dispatch company, I dispatched trucks, and we ran for TQL. We never had any problems. We ran a load to Alaska, not we, but the company I was dispatching, a load to Alaska. Every single thing that could possibly go wrong with a load happened on that load. We get there. It took them like 10 hours to load the truck. It was supposed to be, machinery. It turned out to be household goods, which was a bigger issue. So they had to sign all sorts of documents because they loaded the truck and the driver didn't think to call and say, hey. Then we get up there. They cross the border. One of the drivers gets arrested at the border because he's foreign and he's got a name that apparently is on the no-fly list. It wasn't him. The funny thing about it is he knew it was going to happen to him because it already happened before. So they check his name, they see his name, and they came with guns, and they arrested him, and they detained him for like 10 hours. So we had another big delay at the border. Then he gets up into Alaska, and they were just doing it for the money. They weren't doing it for a lot of just anything for the money. They never ran up there anyway. Super nice guys. They were foreign, but they ran hard, team drivers, really good guys. It went up there. Their truck broke down. All the sensors started freezing. Finally, they get to the delivery, and they were like 2 days late, which it is what it is. They didn't have a loading dock at delivery. So they started offloading. Then someone comes out and says, listen, you can't idle your truck. Apparently, it's a law or something that they can't idle their truck in Anchorage. Or maybe they were just messing with the drivers. So they shut off their truck. And then 10 hours later, when they finally got loaded, there was a hotel right next door. So they went and stayed at the hotel, left the truck off. They went back to try to turn on their truck. Guess what? Guess what happened in the winter in Anchorage? The truck didn't start. So they had to get it towed and all sorts of sensors and everything. That trip paid $14,000. It cost them $22,000. And I know it's mean to laugh and all that stuff. But I was a commission guy and I said, no, yeah, you guys don't need to pay me for that. It was a disaster. But the reason why I went into that story is because TQL was a broker on it. And the girl, I think her name was Laura. I don't know who it was, but it was like part of their international team. She was on point with everything. If I asked a question, she was like, let me get you the answer. And she did. She made an effort to actually go above and beyond, which is what a broker should do, especially to a carrier. Every single question I asked, she addressed. Every single problem or anything I had, she addressed. No problem talking to the customer. When I said we needed a release to be able to haul the freight, otherwise they had to take it off, she made the release. She got it all done. Then the carrier later on, then the carrier, I don't know who this is. Hold on, guys. All right. Any agents watching, that's a call for you right there. It's a Cleveland, Ohio load. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so she did a really good job, and I was very impressed with her well beyond there. You know, like I always did good reps and all that stuff, but there's some good people out there, you know. But what else? What other talking points should we talk about today? Again, this call-in line is active, 914-803-4008. Do you guys like load boards? Which load board do you prefer? We have Trucker's Edge, which we are referral partners with. So if you click on the link that you see on your screen right there, you get a free 30 days on Trucker's Edge. You can use either Trucker's Edge or you can do the Power One. If you're a broker and you need 15 days free, let me know and I can hook you up with that too, but not through a link. You got to call me. But yeah, which load board do you prefer? For me, when I'm brokering freight, because I most likely have dry van freight, because that's what I mostly do, I'm using DAT. Well, I use DAT Power, but it's DAT, same thing as Trucker's Edge, quite a bit more than Truck Stop. Truck Stop is better for flatbed freight, in my opinion, or sometimes even expedited hotshot especially. But which boards do you guys prefer? I'm just curious. George said DAT. Right Lane said, Mark, are you with Triple T? I don't know. You guys are having your own conversation there. But again, if you go to freightbrokerlive.com, you can see all sorts of fun stuff that we've talked about in the past. And again, if you want to join our roundtable of industry professionals talking sales tactics as carriers, brokers, whatever, join our Patreon group. Go to the link down below, which is patreon.com/freightbrokerlive.com. We're going to be live every Thursday talking about industry trends and all that stuff. Molly said she never used Trucker's Edge. Is it good? Well, it depends. If you're using it as a broker, Nate said you ship. No. If you're using it as a broker, Molly, then yeah, it's good. I mean, you're going to find carriers. To me, the way, and I don't want libel. This is, again, my opinion. What I think Truck Stop is really good for the smaller, more independent brokers from a broker perspective. It's good to reach the carriers that typically wouldn't haul stuff. I think sometimes you can move loads cheaper on Truck Stop, which is kind of funny because their averages, when you use their rates, are more – their targeted rates. I think their rates are a little bit more accurate than that when you use them to quote. But I've noticed as a broker, I'm more often able to cover a load cheaper on – Truck Stop than I am on DAT. And I don't know if it's because more carriers are using Truck Stop versus DAT. I don't know. But that's why I was kind of curious to see which ones people use more. What do we got here? Jimmy Bryant said, I have a feeling that your breaking report on Omni really got your name out there. That's why you've seen an increase in downloads this week. Probably. I mean, that article got picked up by everybody, you know, it got, and Freight Broker Live got mentioned a bunch, and it's going to open up some really interesting possibilities for me and for Freight Broker Live in the future and you guys as the viewers. So I'm pretty excited about that as well. And it was lucky, you know, someone actually, the person that sent me that, cause someone sent me the screenshot, which is what I built the whole article off of right as it was the morning after it happened, but nobody knew what was going on until I wrote my article. The person that sent that was arguing the ELD petition from the article I wrote the day before. And he's like, look, see, this is why we shouldn't use ELDs, cause they just go down all the time. But I read it. And I saw, and then I figured out who the company was that of that screenshot I sent. And then once I figured out who that company was, I knew there was a huge story there because the story, it was a huge carrier. It was Swift. So I knew that it was going to be a big story. So I quickly went and wrote an article and then shared it to Facebook. That's all you got to do if you want an article to go viral, apparently. So there was a trick. I actually shared it to Facebook and then I shared it to Reddit as well. And once you share anything to Reddit, there's a good chance that it can go viral. But that's what you call poor man's advertising right there. I wasn't going to pay to promote it. I was just going to spam it all out. You know, and I think it got shared 200 plus times, and my website nearly crashed with 80,000 views that Sunday that I wrote the article. But it was cool. It got mentioned a lot, and I'm glad that OmniTrax fixed the issue. You know, hopefully it doesn't happen again, knock on wood. Because I've heard about PeopleNet. A lot of people say PeopleNet's been laggy and bogging down, or one person said it's been down for 2 weeks for them. But because not everyone else is saying it's down for 2 weeks, it leads me to believe that maybe it's an issue with him. So it seems like a lot of people use that. That's what a lot of people are talking about. Libel is written, defamation, slander is spoken. Whatever, I don't care. Slander. Well, I wrote it and talked about it. Or no, about load boards I didn't. But UShip, though, I'll talk about that all day. UShip sucks. Like, for anyone that's just starting out, especially the new brokers and stuff that I talk to, you guys jump on UShip and you're like, okay, I'm going to book freight. And then you go to put your rate in. UShip charges, and this is probably why carriers think that brokers charge so much, because UShip charges like a 30%, like they call it a dispatch fee, which is a stupid thing. They call it a dispatch fee, and it's not. It's a commission. It's a brokered commission on the load. And that's another thing that ticks me off, is you have companies like UShip that have been around for a long time. They do have a brokerage authority now, but for a long time they didn't. And they successfully defended lawsuits saying that they were a tech company versus a freight broker, even though they were profiting off aligning a shipper and a carrier together, which is what a freight broker does. But their margins kept coming up and kept going, and carriers kept getting paid less and less. But because it was such a novel idea, it was the first real freight marketplace out there. Everybody went to it. Everybody. Think about it. We talk about freight marketplaces, or I do, every single day. You have Convoy, Uber, LoadSmart, Trimble. You have all these companies that are all creating, or Transplace, not Trimble. You have all these companies that are creating these load boards and these marketplaces where you can bid, where you can book it now. UShip's been doing that since I started in trucking 10 plus years ago, you know, since I started trucking, you know, but it's funny. But now you can't make a living on there as a carrier or as a broker. There's no way. I had an agent that had a login, not currently, back, you know, last year sometime. She had a login from when she came in. So we went in there and we ran a couple of rates, and it was like $1,000 load. The customer was, and they booked it. The customer ended up booking the load, and she bid $1,000. UShip takes $300 for what they call a deposit, and they charge the shipper a booking fee, like $40. Then they charge this deposit. They tell the shipper it's a deposit to the carrier. And then they tell the carrier that same fee is a booking fee. So they ended up making $340 on a $1,000 shipment. The carrier only got paid $700. In this place, we were the carrier. Guess what happened? We lost money on the load. But that shipper actually turned to be a big shipper. So it's funny. If there's ways to circumvent any site like that, then do it. You know, but there's other sites that, like Veritred, which is an equipment shipping one. I started working with Veritred years ago. That's a more honest site, in my opinion. I think now they charge a monthly fee for carriers and brokers. They didn't used to. But again, it's a very good site, and the shippers and the receivers and everybody you have on that site are not the receivers, but the shippers and even the carriers that you work with and the brokers, everybody's on point. And I know Veritred does a really good job controlling who's on their site. You know, if you bid wrong and they see that your rate is $3,000 cheaper than anybody else, they're going to know you're doing something wrong, and they're going to call you and say, hey, listen, did you misquote this? Are you sure you know what you're doing? And that's, that's good, frankly, no matter which way you look at it. Unless you call someone on a bad day and they yell at you and say, why are you calling me? You are the broker, or you are the marketplace. You're not a broker. And then they kick you off of the site. But whatever. I have no ill will. All right. Next. Right Lane is monthly. DAT and Truck Stop, all major freight broker boards, which are just essentially DAT and Truck Stop. There are a bunch of other ones. You got Get Loaded, which isn't mainstream in my opinion. You have 123 Load Board, which is certainly not. Those are the load boards that have also been around for a really long time and have a following. But the brokers, if a broker is only using Get Loaded or 123 Load Board, there is a reason they are only using those cheap boards. That's just my opinion. But those are not like it, basically all brokers will have a DAT account, they'll have a Truck Stop account, and they'll have a Post Everywhere account. Post Everywhere will take that load and send it out to, I think it's 59 different load boards throughout the United States. Small ones, free ones, expensive ones, whatever. It just puts it all out there. But they're all monthly. All load boards are paid monthly. The ones that you pay per load, like UShip and all that, those are because they're marketplaces. They're different. Like MyRightLoad or RightLoad, now they're RightLoad. They say they're a shipper-based, no broker load board, which doesn't really make sense because they are acting as a broker by facilitating transport. But I get it. It's a marketing gimmick, and it is what it is. But those are the same thing. I don't know how I think they have a transaction fee. Either two. I think it's $25 for MyRightLoad. And they apparently have quite the following, and they have a good sales team that's going out there getting their business. So I don't know much about the MyRightLoad guys. I just see them and I hear them on the radio and stuff like that occasionally. So that's cool. But I just realized it's 45 minutes. I got to end this video soon. Right Lane said, do brokers pay for each post? Oh, well, you already answered that. Is Get Loaded an intentional play on words? Yeah, probably. All right, guys. So if you don't remember, I am going to end this video now because I have to go to the gym before I do this awesome roundtable seminar thing tonight. Now, it's not going to be video. It's just going to be over the phone. There may be visual stuff, but it just depends. Like if I'm showing someone how I prospect or something like that. But I'm not going to have a cam going. I'm not going to be on the radio mic. I'm just going to be on the PC. So yeah, go over to patreon.com/freightbrokerlive. If someone wants to copy that, put that in the comments so people can sign up. I'm going to be live at 6 o'clock on there. I'll probably open up and put the link up at like 5:45. And then you can join the webinar at that point and just sit and wait until it happens. But again, it's not going to be, you're not going to sit and watch me do a PowerPoint and talk about it. I'm going to talk the same way I do in these videos, but I'm hoping that it's just going to be targeted sales approaches in different ways to be successful as a broker, as a carrier, as a shipper, or not as a shipper, but as a broker, a carrier, or even a dispatch service. Because I think dispatchers have a good leg up on becoming brokers when they actually figure out that they should be doing that in the first place, because they're learning the business. You know what I mean? It's like I say, brokers should really have some experience behind the wheel so that way they can relate to a truck driver instead of just being like, oh yeah, I've been a broker for 3 years, but I don't even know what an RGN is, or how long is it going to take you to get to Texas from New Jersey? Because they haven't driven it. They don't know. You know what I mean? But Right Lane said, you better get going. You're shrinking before my eyes. I know, right? All right, well, I'm going to end this two ways. Yeah, it's 6 p.m. Eastern time every single night. Make sure you sign up for this link. I'll even put it in the chat so you guys can just click on it and be lazy like me most of the time. Freight Broker Live. And I didn't do 2.coms this time. But yeah, you can click on that link, 6 o'clock Eastern, plus anyone who enters, I see a bunch of people did during the course of this video, so thank you. Tomorrow's video, I'll actually read the list of names of people that subscribe, because that is one of the things I said I was going to do for the Freight Broker Live patron account, and give you guys all a shout out for doing it. But I see we got a bunch of $1 ones, and then a bunch of other ones. I for some reason it only shows me the $1 ones, or it says you have a new patron. So I don't know how it works. But go on there, 6 o'clock tonight. On Sunday night, we do the gift card drawing, so make sure you're at least signed up by Saturday, because anyone that signs up on Sunday, obviously you're not going to be part of the drawing. And with that drawing, you win a gift card. I do it every month on the 10th of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Everything I do is Eastern time because I'm on the East Coast. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Bye.